Hi everyone, welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. Today we are answering the question of what should I focus on? I will be providing three readings, so if you're drawn to the numbers 1, 2, or 3, or either of these three flowers, then that specific reading is for you. If you aren't drawn to anything in particular, take a moment to center yourself and see what jumps out at you, or listen along and see what messages jump out at you throughout the reading. My name is Serena. I am an intuitive psychic over at 1tolisten.com, where you can find all the details on how to get a personal and private reading with me over at 1tolisten in the description below. So just so you can take a look at each symbol that we have this pink flower that is for group number one. This is a hydrangea. We have this purple flower for group number two. This came off of a vine in my garden. I'm not sure what it's called. And then this is for group number three, this little blue flower that's off a tree in our garden. All right. So numbers 1, 2, and 3, let's pull our anchor cards for each one. Pull these guys out the way and see. So this, we're not gonna look at the card right now, but I'm just gonna throw some tarot for our anchor card for each reading. This is group number one, the pink flower can go here. Group number two, the purple flower, and group number three, our blue flower. Again, we're asking the question, what can I focus on? What should I be focusing on? And so let's jump right into our first reading with our pink flower. So if you were drawn to the number one, if you were drawn all the way to the left, if you were drawn towards that pink flower, the color pink, then this is your reading on what should you focus on. We have the Hierophant. All right, so group number one, the first thing that comes to mind, of course, the Hierophant is structure. It's going to seek advice and following tradition. It's looking outside of yourself and focusing on education. It's focusing on your community and the guidelines that exist there. Group number one, this is not a time for you to go off the beaten path or to be to focus on yourself independently. This is a focus on community. This is a focus on immersing yourself in community or immersing yourself in a particular skill. So let's get a bit more clarity. What should you focus on within your community, group number one? We have focus. And focus in reverse tends to tell me that you may be having a hard time choosing. I feel you struggling to pick that one singular path. Let's see what other information we can get. The Wind Fairy points me towards more education. This actually points, this could be something that's closer to traditional education. And Joy in reverse. It seems like you maybe have been worried about, okay, group number one. I feel you're worried about doing the right thing rather than the thing that brings you joy. And this is an invitation to go back to that joy and to let go of that fear, since we just pulled the fear card to confirm that. All right, so I want to dive a little further into the Wind Fairy energy here, because while we're looking at going to the people around us who have more expertise than us, or into formal education that has more, obviously more expertise or a specific thing we're going in there to learn, the Wind Fairy points us definitely more towards education, the educational route of the Hierophant. So let's get a little bit more information. We have Love in reverse. This is so interesting for you, group number one. And Wealth in reverse. All right. So now let's take a look. The Wind Fairy is the one odd man out here with all of these cards. Do you see that? We have the Wind Fairy here pointing us straight towards intellect, thought, expertise, analysis, words, very much focused on the written word as well. And then every other card here, we have fear upright. It's clear that you're scared. We have focus, love, wealth, joy, all in reverse. All of these cards are confirmation cards of being on the right path, of doing what you love. And when they're in reverse, there's a block here. And I see your fear is what's blocking you from continuing to focus on the Hierophant energy and the Wind Fairy energy. What's clear to me is you have a choice in front of you. And this fear is influencing how you are handling this choice. The choice feels clear. Do what you love. Do what brings you joy. There is wealth sitting here. It may not be traditional financial wealth, but there is wealth sitting here for you through this process that you're blocking yourself from. This is a one particular path for you. If we look at focus here as well. Don't let the fear of failure or the fear of choosing incorrectly stop you from listening to what truly makes you happy and what you love. Because what's clear here to me is this form of education that you need to go into is for something that you love. It is for something that you are passionate about. And even if you don't have all the answers of what the end destination is or what this education is going to bring you, you need to release this fear in order to truly focus on this next stage of your life, which is a form of education. And if it's not a formal education like a university or a college, this could be a course online. This could be starting a mentorship. This could be deciding you're going to become an incredible cook or a mechanic or a crocheter through studying on YouTube and go to what we call YouTube University, right? It's some form of study, and it's also some form of going outside of your own individual expertise. The Hierophant is not going inward. The Hierophant is connecting with your community and leaning on traditional structures. So for a lot of you, this does feel much more formal than what we call YouTube University, but absolutely lean into the education that is sitting in front of you and allow your joy and your passion to push you down this path and to allow you to make this choice. All right, let's get a confirmation card from our Sacred Feminine deck on the path that you need to be going down right now, what your focus needs to be. Plant a seed. Just go ahead and get started. Plant a seed. I love that for you guys. Okay. Wonderful. Okay, group one. I hope this resonates. A quick, clear answer is, in order to focus on this next path in front of you, let go of your fear and focus in on what brings you joy, what makes you happy. That is what your focus is right now. You're not going inward. You're leaning on your community. You're finding that mentor. And you are, that's what your focus is. You are focusing outward. You are focusing on your community and on traditional forms of education. All right, let's move on to group two. We have our purple flower. And our card is the Seven of Cups. So, the Seven of Cups, most clearly, let's just actually take a look at the card first before we ask for more. You can see that there is a person here with a choice to make, and they have an abundance of options in front of them. And the message that comes with the Seven of Cups is, though you have many options in front of you, not all of them are real. Some of them are illusions. Some of them are not as they seem. The Seven of Cups always invites us to take a look at all of our options with a very logical approach, a very cunning approach, and be grounded in this choice that we have ahead of us. So it's clear that your focus right now, group two, is to make this choice in a grounded, logical, and it feels to me intuitively like a slow way. We're not rushing into this choice. So let's get a bit of clarity on what the choice is that we're making. We have the Merlin. You clearly are capable of making this choice. We have the Wind Fairy in reverse. There you go. Lean on your intellect. That's what's telling me. You may be a little too emotional right now about this. We have the Goblin in reverse. All right. Let me see. What is the nature of this choice that you have to make? Let's see. What is the nature of this choice? Okay, we have omens and messages. Let's get one more. What is the nature of this choice? And the Water Fairy. All right. So this is interesting. This feels like you have a choice on how to respond to something. That's what's clear. There is something that has occurred. The hawk points us towards communication, points us towards omens and messages. It tells us that things aren't always what they seem. There's some illusion here as well. And so the choice that you have to react. And it does feel like it's a very emotional reaction. It seems like there's a pattern. Intuitively, what I'm getting here about what this choice is that you have to make, group two. There's a pattern here you're trying to break, and you have to take swift action in order to initiate this change. And it's something that does make you quite emotional. The Water Fairy is all about our emotions. The fact that Seven of Cups it's of the water element. The cups are all about water, all about emotions. This is something where you could let your emotions, they could be too powerful. They could be too much at the forefront of your process here. You need more logic, more intellect, and slow down a little. And what we see here with the Goblin in reverse is the Goblin is the wounded human ego. The Goblin is what flares up when we aren't allowing ourselves to truly look at our behavior, truly look at how we could have handled this differently. Look at how could we be less emotional. We aren't the wounded human ego. Is something that comes up quite often for all of us, and it's often when we aren't being humble, when we aren't accepting responsibility for our own actions. And what I see here for you, group two, is you are fully capable. I love that we have the Merlin here to confirm that you're capable of making this choice and moving yourself into this next stage. You just need to kind of let go of your ego that's flaring up. Like, be honest about your responsibility within this, because this is a pattern that you've allowed to continue because of how emotional you are within this. This is a pattern that's continued that you need to break. And there are many ways that you could handle this, and there is one clear path forward. Let me see if we can get a bit more information about what our one clear path is, because what's clear of what you should be focusing on is making this choice. Let me see if I can help you a bit with which path you should choose. Okay, the Dragon points us towards power and strength, and as when we're asking the question, which path should you choose? The Dragon points me towards you should choose the harder path, the one that has harder conversations, the one that has a bit more confrontation maybe. But if you're able to handle it grounded within your logic of the situation, with your feelings under control, and coming from the space of empathy where you're maybe speaking to this other person, if it's a conversation with one person, if it's a conversation with multiple people, you know, if it's something that you're handling, whatever this issue is that you're trying to resolve, speak to that person or those peoples, speak to their ego, right? Speak to their Goblin, their wounded human ego. They may be struggling to come to terms with that as well, is what's coming up. So you being able to choose the harder path, the one that you're maybe sitting there going, ooh, I don't know about that. I don't know if I want to do that. That feels like that's the right choice, as far as I can see right now. And to go forward with compassion, to move forward with compassion for the other people who may have hurt you, who may be a negative part of why this pattern has continued, but to move forward with empathy for them. All right, and let's get a action card for you, group number two. Let's see. Feel your pulse. Connect with yourself and slow down. Feel your pulse and notice. Something that happens when our emotions are getting away from us is our heartbeat skyrockets, right? Check in with your pulse and check. This is telling me, check your emotions throughout this process. Not just while you're making this decision, but while you're executing what comes next. And the action that follows this decision in the hard path. Feel your pulse, keep your emotions under control so that you can approach this in a very intellectual, logical, grounded way. Because the main lesson that comes with the Seven of Cups is to make this choice in a grounded space. We're not rushing into anything here. I see you having to act swiftly, but make sure you're grounded before you make this decision. All right, group two, I hope that resonates. A simple, quick answer to the question of what you should focus on right now is you should focus on slowing down and handling this decision that you have in front of you in a grounded, calm way where you are checking in on your emotions and keeping yourself grounded throughout the decision. And the harder path is the right one. This is not a time to choose the path of least resistance. All right, group number three. Let's talk about what you should focus on. We have these beautiful blue flowers. And your anchor card today is the Devil in reverse. What a wonderful anchor card. Let's see. I love this as your anchor card. This is an incredible anchor card for you today for this question of what you should focus on. You're clearly about to have a breakthrough. The Devil, when it's reversed, is calling us to break free of any chains that are restricting you, kind of push the envelope, push against the norms of society. And this tells me you're so close to this breakthrough. This is not the time to back down. This change that you're bringing into your life, and this does feel like a fairly significant change that you are enacting, you are creating. This change is something that should not be overlooked or taken for granted. Let's take a look a bit more at this change that you're bringing in. Yeah, we have the Dragon again. You're in a very powerful position right now to create this change. Okay. Wow, we have so much air energy today, you guys. The Wind Fairy here. What else do we have for you? That's all about your birth and letting go. We have letting go in reverse, which tells me you may be resisting stepping into this next stage and fully releasing everything that comes with this double reverse energy. There's something that's scary about this transition that you're stepping into. Because you're breaking free from the unhealthy patterns that you've had in your life. Maybe some of you are in the process of breaking free of tradition, of addiction, or breaking free of tradition, that too. There could be a big part of this where you are, you know, going against the norm within your family or within society and establishing a new foundation that feels really solid for you, but others may not understand. So of course there's some resistance in this for you. Of course there's some fear of how it will be received, right? This is entirely valid, and I completely understand why you are feeling this hesitation to let go. And we have the Butterfly, which in reverse is telling me a resistance to change as well. Okay, so your focus today and your focus for the foreseeable future is accepting this change. It's getting to a point where you emotionally, intellectually, spiritually are at peace with what you're letting go of and what the Devil is inviting us to truly look at. And let me see what the nature... Because you're clearly in a very powerful position where you know what you're doing. I feel you being very grounded in this endeavor. Let me get a bit more about the nature of what this change is that you're bringing in. Yeah, it's clearly what you're meant to be doing. The mystery points us towards this is the right path for you. Yeah. All right. Well, we got the Frog in reverse, which is all about intentionally releasing. And think of spring cleaning, right? You're releasing emotional baggage. You're cleaning your house. You are letting go of things that no longer serve you. This is, I'm not getting anything specific because I think it's very different for all of you. But each of you knows what this is what's coming through to me intuitively right now. You each know what it is you're releasing. And it is, if any of you are uncertain, it's that thing that you've been thinking, maybe I should let this go, even though people won't get it, because it feels unhealthy, because it's not truly supporting you. Maybe I should let this thing go because it's clearly not in my highest good for me to keep doing this, engaging in this way. That is what you're releasing. And the devil has so much incredible qualities to it as a card that you... I love this card, mainly because it invites us to look at the taboo, but also to look at what are we taking for granted, what is not serving us that we can release. And so much of this reading actually just sits in the message of the devil itself as well. And the devil reverse is just, you're so close to that breakthrough, it just needs your attention. Just needs a bit of your attention. All right, group three, let's take a look and get you an action card from our Sacred Feminine deck for what you should be focusing on. Let your waters flow. This tells me, let yourself be emotional about this. This is an emotional process. Let yourself be emotional about what you're releasing. Because if you try to keep yourself too intellectual, too locked in, too restricted about it, then this part, this process of letting go and accepting the change that's in front of you and releasing what no longer serves you, it's gonna feel forced and you need to feel your way through it. So let your waters flow. Let yourself cry. Let yourself connect with water around you. Let yourself actually release this from your body and from your spirit and not just go through the motions of it. I love that this card came through because this feels like a very important component for you guys. Let your waters flow. Let your emotions, feel your emotions, acknowledge them, be present with them. Don't just say, okay, I guess this is what I need to do, so I'm going for it. It'll all happen in the right time for you. You are just going to need to feel your way through it. All right. I hope that helps to put that whole reading into a very simple answer of what you should focus on. Group three is focus on what you're releasing because it needs your attention. You can't just passively release this. What are you releasing that no longer serves you? What negativity and what bad habit or what thing that you've been struggling to let go of are you finally releasing? All right. Okay, everyone. I hope that resonates with you all. I'm going to go quickly through our signs to give you all just an action card for each of our zodiac signs just at the end of, just to wrap up this week's video. Make sure you're paying attention to your sun sign, your moon sign, and your rising. And we're going to start with Taurus. What do you need to know right now? We have follow the cycles. Wonderful. Okay, Gemini. Sit by a body of water. Cancer. Warm yourself in a handmade quilt. Leo, lie on the ground. Virgo, honor your body. Libra, take a warm bath. Scorpio, go into nature. Sagittarius, don't blame others for your feelings. Capricorn, make a feast. Aquarius, speak your truth. Aries, be still. Gosh, I love this deck. This is the Seeds from the Sacred Feminine Wisdom cards. I love this deck. I noticed that each of you had a very specific sign. Most of you had either a specific element to focus on, or either it's action or inaction. I just thought that was wonderful that each sign had one of those very specifically. All right. Well, I hope this resonated with you all. Thank you so much for joining me. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I have a new video coming out every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time, where I jump in and do readings just like these. I answer specific questions. And if you happen to catch the video live during the premiere, go ahead and pop in that chat room and ask me a question, and I'd love to connect with you for free in just during that first hour. Otherwise, let me know what you think in the comments. I love hearing what you guys, how this resonates with you and what you take away from the readings. And you can always find me for a call over at 12listen.com, and you can find all the information in the description below. Thank you guys for being here. I will see you next time.